الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد My dear brothers and sisters, as I said yesterday, to close the loop, the final one in this series of further reminders with respect to the three words that describe the ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala: khashatullah, hubbullah and taqwa, is to think about the fact of what these situations or what these states do to us. With khashatullah, taqwa is the action of this. So, I won't go into the taqwa. But the two things, khashatullah and hubbullah, the khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His love. If you think about this, if you reflect on it, khashyat is a state of awe which necessarily means a certain distance. Because when you have khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced Himself also in the ayat which I mentioned and elsewhere in terms of His glory and majesty. These are things that produce a kind of fear, which is not the fear of running away, but a fear of which we call awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this necessarily produces a certain distance, because you are in awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you are in awe of somebody, you fall in sujood, but you are a certain distance from that entity because of the magnificence, the glory, majesty, power, authority and so on of that entity. And this is what happens when we think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we reflect on His glory and majesty. It produces this awe in our hearts and in ourselves. And that is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. That verily the mu'mineen are those who, when the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, their hearts shiver. So shivering is a sign of what? It's a sign of fear. You don't shiver for anything, you shiver because of fear. And this fear is, again, as I said, it's not fear as in khawf, but fear as in khashyat, which is not a fear of running away. You don't hate the one that you fear. In this case, this is not hatred, this is awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His greatness. So khashyat produces distance. But the goal of the person, the goal of the slave, is to get close to Allah, not to produce distance. And how do you get close to Allah? And you get close to Allah by developing the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart through shukr. So, and we mentioned that already, that the more you reflect on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and His ni'mat and His blessings, then it produces shukr, or it produces thankfulness in our hearts. And because of the shukr, we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But yesterday, as I mentioned, the issue of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, one is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but ultimately the point to reach is, does Allah love us or not? Because the purpose of love, I mean, I might love something or somebody, but that person may not even know I exist. And that's obviously not good enough. So if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love you, then we have what Allah told us to do, which is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحِبُّكُمُ اللَّهِ. So the person who wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love him, that person must necessarily follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is where the thing ties in with taqwa as well. Because what is taqwa? Taqwa is the state in which a person is living in a state of sunnah. If a person is following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the person is automatically, he has taqwa. Because sunnah is a sign of taqwa. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us this, that then Allah will love you. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, and this is the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, Allah then said, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah said, He is the wali, He is the protector, He is the patron of the people who have iman. Allah waliyul ladina amanu. Now see the beauty and mercy of Allah. Allah did not say Allah waliyul ladina amanu wa amiru salihat. Allah did not say that Allah is the wali of the believers who believe and who do good deeds. Allah just said believe. Now this is again the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah did not put doing good deeds as a condition of Allah loving you. And my understanding is it's two reasons. Obviously this does not mean that there is some encouragement to do sin. If you are committing sin, then you are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the condition is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for us to reach that by saying that two things. Firstly, that if you are following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then obviously that sunnah does not lead you to sin. So if you are following the sunnah, then inshallah you are not committing sin. But still, you might have ghaflat, you might have, things like that, feelings and so on, and you might forget things, and so it's not deliberately doing haram. Obviously, inshallah, you will not do that. But other things which we are all susceptible to, and Allah is not holding that as a condition of His love. So the one who follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says, Allah is the wali of the believers. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum min az-zulumati ila an-nur. So it also shows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the believer from the darkness to the light, which means that even though the believer is a believer, he still needs guidance. Because if he is a believer, he should automatically already be in light. But he is not already in light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes him from the darkness to the light, which means that even though he believes, still he needs guidance, and that guidance comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is giving him this guidance where he is taking him from disbelief into belief, and he is taking him even in the state of belief to a state of perfection. Yeah, that's why خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Even the believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have created death and life to test who does the best deeds. So even though the believer is a believer and he or she is doing good deeds, but he may not be doing the best. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance comes. So the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu means that Allah is our wali, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes all the believers in His awliya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu then promises all that He has promised for His awliya, because Allah then loves that person, the person who is on the sunnah. And this is what I am saying, that therefore the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then produces this closeness, where Allah said, I am the person's wali. Now, wilaya is the closest form of relationship between two individuals. And therefore, I am deliberately not using the word friendship, because we don't want to confuse our human friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With Allah there is no friendship. Allah is the khaliq, we are the makhluq. We are not like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way, so you can't be a friend of Allah. And this is one of the translations, many places in Urdu and so on, Allah ke dost. Allah ka koi dost nahi hota. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala khaliq hai, makhluq hai. So, dosti is between, masawat ki cheez hai, aapas mein. Aur Allah ke saath koi masawat nahi hai, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ki zaat. Alhamdulillah. Allah ki zaat bartar aur bala hai. So therefore the wilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be understood in the context of the glory and majesty of Allah. So I deliberately do not use the word friendship. We use what Allah has said. If Allah said wali, we say wali. So therefore the issue of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produces the wilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the closest form of closeness. And this is where the difference between khashiyat and hub. Khashiyat produces awe and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which produces obedience to Allah. So when you have khashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the awe and glory and majesty of Allah. And because of this obedience to Allah, which translates into the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. So we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshallah loves us. And that produces the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the wali of Allah is the one who is the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose dua Allah listens to, and who Allah accepts his dua and Allah gives him. So therefore this wilayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jala jala. And obviously all of this produces a person who is a muttaqi and who has taqwa. So these three things, which is khashyatullah, Hubbullah, resulting in taqwa, so that we live our lives as muttaqoon. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us understand. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts, to fill our hearts and lives with His khashyat and with His hub. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us among His awliya. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to make us muttaqeen and to accept our amal and to accept our iman and to save us from ourselves and from shaitan. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.